There's nothing I can do to let you down. It doesn't take a trophy to make you proud. I'll never be more loved than I am right now.
Going through a storm, but I won't go. Than you are right now. 'Cause you are
Jireh. You are enough.
Jireh.
Jireh. You are enough.
And I will be
content in every circumstance.
Jireh.
You are enough. Forever enough, you're always enough, you're more than enough.
I don't want to forget how I feel right now. On the mountaintop, I can see you so clear what it's all about. Stay by my side when the sun goes down. How I feel right now.
Jireh, you are enough. Jireh, you are enough. I will be content in every circumstance. Jireh. forever enough. You're always enough. You're more than enough.
I'm already loved. I'm already chosen. I know who I am. I know what you spoke.
Forever enough, you're always enough, you're more than enough.
your mercy never fails me. In all my days, I've been held in your hands. From the moment that I wake up until I lay my head, I will sing of the goodness of God. 'Cause all my life you have been faithful. 'Cause all my life you have been so, so good. With every breath that I am able, I will sing of the goodness of God. I love your voice. You have led me through the fire. In darkest night, you are close like no other. I know you as a father. I know you as a friend. And I have lived in the goodness of God. All my life you have been faithful. Yes, you have. And all my life you have been so, so good. With the goodness of God. Say, all my life, you have been faithful. And all my life, you have been so, so good. With every breath that I am able, I will sing of the goodness of God. Yeah. Your goodness is running after, it's running after me. Your goodness is running after, it's running after me. With my life laid down, I surrender now, I give you everything. Your goodness is running out.
in the crushing, in the pressing, you are making new I. In the soil I now surrender, you are breaking new ground. So I yield to you and to your care. So make me your vessel, make me an offering, make me whatever you want me to be. I came here with nothing, but all you have given me, Jesus, bring new wine out of me. Crushing, in the pressing, you are making new life. In the soil I now surrender, you are breaking new ground.
Give the Lord praise. Hallelujah. Give the Lord praise. Come on. Bless His name today. Come on. Jesus, make new wine. I wonder if we can really sing that with the reality. Lord, take my life. Crush me. Come on. You know what you're singing? Crush me. You know, I looked in the Old Testament this morning. It's Isaiah 53. Check it out, somebody. Isaiah 53, verse 10. It's a strong word from the prophet, but this is what he says. He said it pleased the Father. Somebody say it pleased the Father to crush the Son. Come on. It pleased the Father. Now what he's talking about is that Jesus, the Son of God, is going to come and give his life. But it says it pleased the Father to crush the Son. One translation says bruise. If you go over in the New Testament, I looked it up just a moment ago. There's a powerful word here in the Gospel of Matthew. A lot is happening in the life of Jesus. He's just been baptized by John the Baptist. And the Bible talks about multiple things taking place. The heavens opened up, the Spirit of God descended and lit on the shoulder of Jesus like a dove. And there's a voice that comes from heaven. This is my Son, and I'm pleased with him. And the Bible, you know, it's chapter and verse are for us. It was not there, but chapter and verse are for us. And so we can easily look up. And then the narrative does a shifting in that early portion of Matthew's gospel. And there's a title there that says, Jesus is tested in the wilderness. Verse number one is so powerful. So powerful. The Bible says, then Jesus was led by the Spirit into the wilderness. Read that before? Then was Jesus, somebody say led, L-E-D. Led is a powerful word. Listen, stop looking up Bible words in Webster's Dictionary, okay? You're doing yourself a wrong favor. Don't do that. Because the Bible was not written in English, okay? The Bible was written in Hebrew for the Old Testament, Koine Greek for the New Testament. So if you want to look up a word in the Bible, look it up in the context. You got all the tools right here in your hand, okay? Somebody asked me this week, I'm looking for a commentary. What would you recommend that I buy? Don't buy anything. Go to BibleStudyTools.com. There are years and years and years of volumes there that you could never afford to buy. Then was Jesus led. Come here, Brian. Then was Jesus led. Jesus was what? Come on. You resist me just a little bit. Come on. Just a little bit. Come on. Then was Jesus led. The Father is leading Jesus. And this is what he says to him. This was not practiced, okay? Then he says, get out there in the wilderness, Jesus. And Jesus goes for 40 days and 40 nights. And he didn't have a thing to eat, okay? The Bible says Jesus was led. You know what the word is for led? It's ekbalo. You know what that means? He was pushed out there, okay? Jesus didn't, listen. Jesus went through the agony of Gethsemane. One gospel writer, Mark, I believe it was, says Jesus sweat drops of blood falling to the ground. Have you ever sweat any blood? Come on. Why do we call it blood, sweat, and tears? Listen, you ain't done it, but he has, okay? In fact, Hebrews comes along and tells you that you've not resisted to the point of shedding your blood. You haven't suffered, and some of you think you've suffered. You think you've suffered. And yes, you've gone through challenging situations, ordeals, circumstances. Some of you are going through, come on, help me here. Some of you are going through some of those things right now. Come on, let me see your hand. I'm not selling anything. This is not an auction sale. Come on. I'm going through some stuff right now. Why don't you stop complaining about this stuff and just talk to the Father and say, Lord, why am I here, okay? What brought me here? What do you want of me? Why have you, here we go, why have you led me here? Okay, come on now. I'm just studying the Bible out loud a little bit, okay? Why have you led me here? Because there's something that you want to accomplish in me so that then you can do something, oh, come on, through me, with me. There you go. Why don't you give the Lord a praise today? Amen. Because you are his treasured possession. Come on. You're his treasured possession. Oh, in the crushing. I love that song. In the waiting. You know what he's doing? He's making new wine. God's creating something right here. He's creating new wine in your life so that you have something to give. Stop bellyaching about the trials that you're facing. Because if you don't pass the test this time, I heard Joyce Meyer say this yesterday, pass the test so you don't have to take it again. Come on. Thank you, Joyce. Thank you. I come in the house and Pastor Joyce watching Joyce Meyer. I said, what are you watching? Oh, this is an old series called The Battlefield of the Mind. I got pulled into it, man. I sat right down and Joyce says, listen, why don't you just pass the test so you don't have to take it again? Come on. The children of Israel could have walked over to the promised land in 11 days. 5, 10, 11 days journey to walk into that promised land. You know how long it took them? 40 years. You know why? Because they circled around the same issues over and over again, up and down and up and down. Yo-yo Christianity. Come on. Ever been there? I have. Sometimes I'm up, sometimes I'm down. God, give me a tenacity because I am your treasured vessel. Crush me, bruise me, do what you got to do, but let me embrace the message and let you make new wine out of me. Because where there's new wine, come on now, there is new power. That's what you were just singing. Come on, sing it one more time. Where there's new wine, there's new power. Come on, sing it. Where there's new wine. Hallelujah. Sing it one more time.
Where there is new wine, there is new power. There is new freedom.
New freedom.
The key.
Time where there's new wine
today.
Hallelujah, where there's new wine.
It's where there is new wine, there is new power, there is new freedom. The kingdom is here.
Hallelujah.
I lay down my old flames to carry.
That today. Come on, how many of you are going to embrace that? Lord, you're making new wine out of my life. And I just embrace, God, the crushing. I embrace the waiting. I stop complaining, God, because I know that you're doing something in me so you can do greater things through me, Lord. I embrace that today. In Jesus' powerful name, amen and amen. Come on, give the Lord praise today. Hallelujah, hallelujah.
Amen.
You can be seated. So glad you're here. So glad you're here. Welcome to Carpenter Shop International Church. Thank you, online audience, for hanging with us today. Is a special, special, special day. It's VBS finale today. Amen. The big deal. Come on. It's going to be a lot of fun. We're going to have an opportunity to make a human Sunday out of our kids' pastors. Come on. How many of y'all like chocolate nut Sundays? Amen. We're going to have a good time. I'm going to preach still. I'm going to preach. Somebody said, are you going to preach after all this? Yes. Amen. I am. Only for just a few minutes. Amen. Only for just a few minutes. Because I believe with all my heart for every child. Hear me now. And because I'm talking about you, okay? For every child that came into VBS. Kids, stand up. Come on. Stand up, kids. Stand up strong. Look at that. All these kids that came into VBS. Look at that. Man, they're filling up the middle section. All right, have a seat, guys. For every kid, guess what? There's an adult. If you're connected to one of those kids, come on, please stand up right now, would you? Come on, look at all these kids. Look at all these adults. Amen? All right, you can be seated. So for every kid that came in here, you're here at the finale today, and we're going to have a blast. We're going to have a blast, and I'm going to share just the truth of God's word with you. Probably like you've not experienced it before. Well, if you've been to Carpenter Shop, it's not like experience in other places anyway, okay? It's a great place, a good place to learn, and we're excited about you being here today. And we're excited about giving, amen? Giving the Lord his tithe. That's 10% of what you got paid by your job this week belongs to the Lord. If you're not doing that, guess what you're doing? You're walking up to God with a pistol and saying, hey, man, give me that money. Give me that money. Will a man rob God? The Bible says, yes, he will. Well, how have you robbed me, Malachi says? You've robbed me in the holding of your tithes and your offerings. And if you release your tithe, the Bible says that he will open the windows of heaven. The Bible says he'll throw them open. Amen. He will bless you more than you can even handle. How many of y'all been blessed more than you can handle sometime? Amen. Praise the Lord. God is good. Let's take a moment right now and just give to the Lord the tithe that is due him. And just take a moment, stand up, and come on to the buckets right here. If you're giving online, you can do so by text. There it is right there, online, csicministries.com. You can use Push Pay on your app. Amen. Come on, welcome to the 21st Century Church. Amen. And then if you'd like to, you can do it the old way. You can take your dinosaur pen and write a check. Amen. Amen. We take cash. We take Visa. We take direct deposit. We'll just take it any kind of way. Amen. Because it's the Lord's money. And because of your giving, you know what he's enabled us to do? He's enabled us to have some of the finest VBS sets any church would ever want to have. All right? Every year. Amen. God bless you guys. Let's just give to the Lord this morning. Thank you for your faithfulness. Just give to the Lord this morning that which is due him. Let's pray over that. Father, I thank you for every gift and every giver. Lord, we're not afraid to talk about money because money enables us to share the gospel, to spread the gospel, to take care of the needs of this house, this campus, Lord. Lord, it enables us to keep those air conditioners pumping cold air today. Lord, it enables us to do so many things, and we thank you for the faithfulness of your people to take care of your house so that we can keep on preaching the gospel to the ends of the earth. We give you thanks for it in Jesus' strong name. Amen and amen. Thank you last week for German missions for $2,000. You gave money last Sunday so we could give $2,000 to Chris Miller. Amen. Because he's going where you don't have to go. Amen. And mission is important in Germany, but where is it more important right now? Right here. Amen. In Ahoskie, North Carolina, where people are getting shot. Come on. People are getting shot right here in our own little town here, right here in our own little region. And so it's important for us to make sure we're propagating the good news of Jesus. I preached last Sunday the gospel. How many of y'all remember that message? The good news of Jesus. And so one of the things that is such a blessing for this ministry is that we have extremely gifted and God called kids ministers. Amen. You don't have to sit there, bring your kid to church, and they sit here and listen to Pastor Wallace for an hour. You send them upstairs. They get the gospel broken down by pastors and their staff, their volunteer staff. And we just appreciate what this kids team has done. We have no doubt you guys are worn out. Come on. Anybody with a CK shirt on, stand up if you would. Come on. Anybody with a CK shirt on, look at these guys, man. Night after night after night after night this week, come on. They're the ones that took the time. They're the ones that got off work. They're so tired of Happy Meals, they don't know what to do. They're so, give me a number one with fries, come on. They're so tired of Happy Meals, but they came out night after night after night. VBS is not a 5-night event. It's a 25-night event because these guys start getting ready. In fact, I heard them talking about in the back this morning, man, have you heard what next year's thing is going to be? Next year they got this huge mountain thing. We're going up over top of the cross. That's what they were talking about in the back there. I was like, Jack Terry, have you lost your mind, man? You've been here for 15 nights in a row and you're talking about building next year's mountain? Come on. But what happens when you get crushed from 5 nights of hard labor and you get weary and God squeezes out of you? Come on, new fire, new power, new goals, new aspirations. None of this kids ministry stuff would be possible without a leader. Come on, anything with two heads is a monster, but you need one leader, amen? And our one leader is Pastor Miranda Saunders. Would you give it up for her today? Come on, hallelujah.
One day last week, I woke up and I was like, you know what? Of course, we are tired, but I get to do this. You know, this is just an amazing week. It's been so awesome. We've had such a great team. I've been so proud of them. You know, the Bible says that in our weakness, we are made strong. You know, sometimes I think God, in our weakness, he makes those around us strong. You know, I've been limping a little bit this week, but the people around me have just stood up, and they have, if I had missed something, then they're right behind me. They've just been so wonderful. I just, from my heart, I'm so thankful for you guys. We had over 50 volunteers here this week, so I'm just so grateful. I know they've already stood up. I won't embarrass them again, but we're so grateful for them. We had over 80 kids each night. I mean, that is amazing. I think probably maybe even more than ever, it was real to the kids this week. You know, someone that would come and tell me that at the end of the night, they had kids asking deep questions before, you know, the first or second night leading through the sinner's prayer. We had kids in tears because what Jesus did for them was just real to them this week. And that's what it's all about. You know, it's not just about a fun set. This is just to set the stage so that they can hear that they are priceless to God. You know, in the world that we live in, kids hear a lot of other things besides that. You know, they find, we find our identity in other places, but to God, he loves them so much. He loves you so much, and we are his priceless treasure. And I think I've loved telling the kids this week that as much as anything that we've ever done as far as a theme this year. So we just thank you for supporting that. We had stuff for the set donated, and we just are so thankful for everybody that was involved. But you guys aren't here for that. You're here to see our wonderful kids come on stage, and they're going to share with you what they have learned. So right now, if you're a kid in this section, or even if you're somewhere else, if you want to come and sit on the stage, we're going to share some stuff with our parents. Come and sit right up here. Just be careful. Everything is not quite as stone and sturdy as it looks. So make sure you come sit right up here at the front. If you're tall, can you scoot back a little bit, you tall ones, so that the little ones can sit in front of you? Dr. Diggington is going to help you guys out. All right, jump up there. While they're getting settled, your kids may have come home with an armband, and it says, "Watch for God." And what that is every night we talk about how God is still at work. He's not just at work in the Bible. He's at work today. He's at work all around us, and that reminds us to look everywhere around us. If you look in our cave, we have some beautiful gems in our cave. Each night, the crews put a gem up there as a reminder that something that day they had seen God at work in. Is this a beautiful group of kids? I don't know about you. Let's give them a hand. All right. Like I said, if you are smaller, you can be towards the front. If you're taller, you can be towards the back. Let's go ahead and first of all stand up and sing our treasured theme song. You guys can spread this way a little bit. You can go towards that way a little bit so you can spread out and have room to jump. All right, Mr. Jack, our treasured song. Volunteers can sing with us too.
I am a priceless treasure. God knows me, God hears me, God is my comfort. I am his, and there's nothing better. Forgiven and chosen forever. I am a treasure. He came to find. child of God. I know that I am loved. He hears me when I pray. He always makes a way. I am His and He is mine. And I am the prize He came to find. I am a priceless treasure. God knows me, God hears me, God is my comfort. I am His and there's nothing better. Forgiven and chosen forever. I am a treasure.
Sit right where you are. Don't leave us yet. All right, we're so blessed by your kids joining us. Each night we have a different Bible point, and they hear that all night long, and they have a little saying that they say afterwards, and we talk about a different buddy. Can anybody point to the buddy we talked about the first night? Does anybody remember the buddy we talked about first night? Everybody's pointing. What was his name? You guys want to tell us? Pogo. What kind of animal was Pogo? Does anybody remember what kind of animal Pogo was? Let's see, right here.
A poisonous frog.
He is a poisonous frog. And he reminds us what? That God knows you. All right, so we talked that night about how God chose David to be the next king. And each night we had took pictures and did what's called a spotlight video. Raise your hand if does anybody remember who, if you had your picture taken the first night. Let's take a look at our video so the parents can see.
In today's totally true Bible story, we meet a prophet named Samuel. God told Samuel to go to Bethlehem to pick a new king for Israel. So Samuel went to see a man named Jesse. Maybe one of Jesse's kids would be the new king. Samuel thought maybe God would pick Jesse's tallest kid to be king. Or maybe Jesse's best-looking kid would be king. Jesse's bendiest kid might make a good king. Or the fastest one. Maybe God wanted a king who could jump high. Or maybe God wanted Jesse's smartest kid as king. But God told Samuel that while people may judge by appearance, God looks at the heart. And looking at the hearts of Jesse's kids, none of them would make a good king for Israel. Except one of Jesse's kids was missing. It was David, who was out taking care of the sheep and goats. Samuel asked that David be brought to him. When Samuel saw David, he got a nudge from the Lord. "This is the one," God said. "Anoint him." Samuel poured oil on David's head, and Israel had its next king. God knew David. And guess what? God knows you, too. God knows everything about you and loves you with all his heart. Today's totally true Bible story, we meet a
We're going to sing another song that, because God knows us, he is wild about us. So volunteers, you can sing from your seat. If you guys want to stay seated, you can. But the kids, stand up on your feet. We're going to sing Wild About You.
He's wild, God is wild about us. is awesome. He's mighty. He's great.
Great job. Does anybody remember night two? What was our animal? Can anybody point to our night two? Anybody see who? What was her name? Ruby. Ruby, is she a quiet bird or a loud bird? A loud bird. And what does she remind us? That God what? God hears you. And that night, you guys had a visitor in the elementary Bible room. Somebody was hiding in the cave. Does anybody remember who was hiding in the cave, your visitor? His name starts with a D. David was hiding in the cave because God saved him from Saul. All right, let's take a look at our spotlight video for day number two.
Today we learned, and this is true, day or night, our God hears you. You can whisper, sing, or shout. Be extra calm, or let it out. Be sad or happy, scared or brave. That's the word from our friend Dave. David was a hunted man. Hiding out was his best plan. Afraid King Saul might find his lair and use an axe to part his hair. David had done nothing wrong. He'd strummed a harp and he'd sung a song. But King Saul was a jealous king, and those guys did disturbing things. So David ran, and David hid. He and his friends went off the grid. Sometimes they hid behind the trees, and that could be a squishy squeeze. Behind the rocks they sometimes peeked, or sneaky slither as they sneaked from cave to cave where they could hide and be quite safe once snug inside. David trusted God's great love and counted on help from above. But David heard about some guys who needed help or they would die. So David asked God what to do. Would he be safe? Would God come through? David knew that God is near, and David knew that God would hear. What David knew, we all know too. God hears our prayers, and God will do those things that only God can do, like hold us close and pull us through. So remember, God hears you.
All right, everybody, stand up. That night we learned our new song called God is Listening. We're going to sing that for you guys.
I'm not.
All right, let's give him a hand. Great job. You guys can have a seat right where you are. On night 4, we always have a presentation of the gospel. They always learn about the sacrifice that Jesus made for them. And that was no different this year. We talked about how God forgives you. Does anybody remember the buddy? Point to the buddy that we learned about that night, that you guys got that night. What was her name? And Grace, has she always been a butterfly? No, she has changed and transformed. And we talked about how God changes and transforms us as well because he forgives us. We talked about the story of Peter, that Jesus forgave Peter, and God forgives us as well. So everybody, let's take a look at our spotlight video for day number 4.
In today's totally true Bible story, we heard about a friend of Jesus named Peter. Peter was a super loyal friend, right up until he wasn't. Here's what happened. When Jesus lived on earth doing ministry, he had a dozen disciples who traveled with him. They heard Jesus teach, and they saw Jesus do lots of miracles, even raising someone from the dead. Jesus and Peter became best friends. But then Peter did something that friends are never, ever supposed to do. It happened like this. Jesus asked his friends, including Peter, to share a Passover meal with him in Jerusalem. Peter said yes, because that's what friends do. After the meal, Jesus asked his friends to go with him to a garden so they could pray. And Peter went, because that's what friends do. But instead of praying, Peter and the other guys fell asleep because sometimes friends do that too. When soldiers came to arrest Jesus, Peter stood up to help, but Jesus told him to not fight the soldiers. When the soldiers led Jesus away, Peter followed to find out what was happening. And then Peter did something that can hurt a friendship. When someone asked Peter if he was Jesus' friend, Peter said he'd never even met Jesus. 3 times Peter said Jesus wasn't his friend. 3 times. The Bible doesn't say if Peter was in the crowd watching when Jesus died on the cross, but if Peter was there, he didn't speak up. He didn't try to help. Instead, he turned his back on his friend, his best friend. And that's something that can end a friendship. 8 days later, Peter was gathered with other friends when Jesus appeared. Jesus was alive, just like he promised. Peter must have wondered what Jesus thought of him. Peter had pretended he didn't even know Jesus. Not once, not twice, but 3 times. Friends don't treat each other like that. If a friend did all that to you, you'd find a new friend, right? Peter must have thought that's what Jesus would do too. But later, on a beach, Jesus treated Peter as a friend. Jesus even gave Peter an important job to do. Help others know and love Jesus. Jesus forgave Peter. And if we ask, Jesus will forgive us for the wrong things we do too. Here's great news. God forgives you. You can be a friend of God forever. In today's Totally True Bible Story, we're...
That night we learned a new song. Everybody stand on your feet. We're going to sing You Say.
I keep fighting voices in my mind that say I'm not enough. Every single lie that tells me I will never measure up. Am I more than just the sum of every high and every low? Remind me once again just who I am, because I need to know. You say I'm loved when I can't feel a thing. You say
can be seated one more time. That's what it's really all about, right? Amen. I don't know if you were up front, you could hear them singing, but you know, when we were singing that song, even while I was on stage, I could hear them singing. And that's just a beautiful sound to me, to hear what that they are singing about what God says about them. You know, it doesn't matter what anybody else says, but God says that we're strong even when we think we're weak, that God says we're priceless, that we are treasured by Him. On day number 5, Friday night, does anybody point to the buddy, if you remember who we talked about? He's right back over there. What was his name? Raymond. Is he an alligator? No, what is he? He's a caiman. Raymond the caiman. Raymond the caiman is really good at blending in, but do we blend into God? No, we stand out to God. And God chooses us. God chooses you. You are treasured. Let's take a look at our last spotlight. We have a different crew every night, different set of crews every night. They get their pictures taken during the games. And on Friday night, it's always our preschool. We always have the least amount of kids on the Friday night, but normally they had like 17 kids in there all week long, which, I mean, their volunteers were amazing, 17 preschoolers. Let's take a look at our preschool
spotlight
video.
Get ready to sing.
Priceless treasure. God knows me, God hears me, God is my comfort. I am His and there's nothing better. Forgiven and chosen forever. I am a treasure.
Song this week has been Sing Wherever I Go. Stay on your feet. We're going to sing our last song, Sing Wherever I Go.
Mountain high, valley low, I'm going.
You can go sit back down. Thank you so much. We just thank you, parents, for trusting us with your kids this week. They've blessed us. We've just been so thankful to get to know them. We're so thankful for all of our crew leaders and our volunteers that have poured their heart out for these kids. I'm getting ready to get Become a Human Sunday, so I want to take care of a couple of things before. At the back, we invite you to join us for lunch, your families. We have backpacks we're going to give away. We've got some different colors and themes for the younger ones, and then we've got some solid colors for the older ones. They're going to be in the fellowship hall. To get to the fellowship hall, you just go straight down the hallways until you end up in a room with a lot of tables. So we invite you for lunch, backpacks. Also, kids, if you want to show your parents the room you saw, the cave in the preschool room, we left that set up. Most of that's still set up today. You can help yourself. Take a look around and see where we were having ministry at this past week. We've been taking up an offering every night, and we told the kids that if the boys won the most nights, that I would become a human Sunday. If the girls won the most nights, then Dr. Diggington would become a human Sunday. Well, as it is, the boys have won three nights, and the girls have won two nights. So I'm definitely becoming human Sunday, but you can make Dr. Diggington a human Sunday today, too. So if the girls win today, then it will be 3-3 and a tie, and we both will become human Sundays. That sounds like a great idea. I don't know about you guys, but it sounds like a great idea to have a 2-for-1 special. I have all the goodies over there ready to go, and I knew it was going to be me, but I did not slack on what we chose. I chose all the gross things. So we will be exchanging dollars for weights. We go by the heaviest sod that counts as the winner. So if the girls have the heaviest sod today, then both of us will become human Sundays. If the boys win again, then you've just cemented the fact that it's going to be me. All right, so we're going to take up one more VBS offering if we can get. I'm sorry? We're going to do what? You can put it in whatever bucket you want to put it in. The bucket on my side will be for Dr. Diggington, a.k.a. Pastor Gary, to have become a human Sunday as well. So this side will go for, this is the girl's side. That means if you want Dr. Diggington to become a human Sunday, you'll put it in this side. All right, let's go ahead really quick. We can put some music on Mr. Deck. Girl side, if you want the girl side, if you want Gary to become a human Sunday too, it goes in this bucket right here, this bucket. in there. Put it in there. You put it right in here. If you order the boy, sell whichever you want. Survive. All right. So let's see. Let's have a countdown. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. It's going to be the girls. All right. Dr. Diggington gets to join me with becoming the Human Sunday, which means we need, I guess we have our volunteers. You guys are going to help us become Human Sundays now that he gets to join us. All right, so we're going to start off. We have some ice cream. We have pine, crushed pineapple. We have all the syrups. We have the whipped cream. We have all of the goodness.
Take your hat off.
I like chocolate.
Yeah.
I did take a pie just a couple of weeks ago, so hey. You got anything else? This is not enough. Okay. Come on, give them a hand, guys. Give them a hand. All right. You guys need to open a Dairy Queen and a Husky, man. Come on. Come on, give it up for the Human Sundays. All right. Well, let me just have your attention for just a few minutes. You know, it's incredible to watch. It's incredible to watch these kids. I was thinking when they were singing that, song, You Say, I don't know if you guys were were checking it out or not, but these kids were worshiping God. And the reality of it is that all week long, this volunteer staff has had a chance to deposit, somebody say deposit, to deposit the Word of God and the worship, the music, the lyrics to those songs. They will never forget those things. And my prayer is that as they go through life, that there are going to be moments, you know, there are going to be moments when they're going to have a divine recall of, because the devil has probably said something to them, and they can say, you know what, you're wrong, man. God says I'm a treasure. They'll never forget that. Give it up one more time for the VBS team. Such an important investment into their lives, and so we thank God for that. I'm looking at my clock because I don't want to keep you long. But I want to speak to you also. I asked Pastor Miranda, I said, hey, could you please send me what you're teaching this week so that I can make sure that I correlate with you. So I simply call this little devotional time here treasured. Treasured. You and I are treasured by God. It's an amazing that the entire week this VBS team has imparted all of these godly truths into the lives of the kids night after night after night. And in fact, we are treasured. Three times I read it this week in the second covenant, the Deuteronomy, that second, that endorsement of what God's word had declared to Moses. Three times he says in Deuteronomy 26:18, and the Lord has declared this day that you are his people. Notice what he says here, his treasured possession as he promised, and that you are to keep all of his commands. God, listen, God has ordained, God has planned, God has destined, God has determined, God desires that every one of us, every one of his treasured, precious creations come into relationship with him. He wants us, the creation, to know him, the creator. Amen? And he wants us to be known, he wants us to know him in a very personal and intimate way. In fact, that's another powerful word. I was studying this week. The Bible talks about, it says, you know, we are to know him. What does the word know mean? The word know, again, don't run to Webster. He'll mess you up. The word know is to be completely naked before God. That means that there are no secrets, okay? This is what you got, okay? God knows you. He knows you that well, that you are completely naked, naked of holding anything in front of yourself, you know, to hide from God. You can't hide anything from God. You can't. God knows everything about you. The Bible says the hairs on your head are numbered. Not a sparrow falls to the ground without his awareness. God knows you, okay? He knows what you're doing. He knows where you are. He knows everything about you. God knows you. Jeremiah reveals, this is a powerful truth, God knows you. That's the first thing I want to say. That's what he said to the kids on Monday night. Jeremiah reveals one of these attributes of God that is called omniscience. God is an omniscient God. Omniscience, all knowledge. God knows everything about you. Jeremiah chapter 1, verses 4 and 5. Look at what it says. It says, the word of the Lord came unto me, Jeremiah, saying, before I formed you in the womb, listen, before I formed you in the womb, before you were even a thought, God knew everything about you. Before you were even planned by your parents, God knew everything about you. He said, before I formed you in the womb, I knew you. Before you were born, I set you apart. I appointed you as a prophet to the nations. Now, you may not be appointed as a prophet to the nations, but the point of my sharing this verse is this. God knows you. He knows where you are right now. He knows every one of us. He knows you. And guess what? He hears you. Secondly, Tuesday night, God hears you. The same prophet, Jeremiah, said that when we cried out to God, God will respond. Look at what he says here, Jeremiah 33:3. Call to me, the Lord says, and you know what he'll do? I will answer you. If you call out to God, he says, I want you to call out to me and I'll answer you. And I will show you great and unsearchable things that you do not know. God desperately wants every one of us to call out to him. He sets us up for relationship with him. Listen, humanity is messed up. Humanity is really messed up. Pastor Joy and I were in Walmart yesterday picking up some things. And as we were shopping the racks, We were looking for a certain type of shirt for the grandkids to prepare for the oncoming child, you know, big sister, big brother clothes. And Pastor Joy just goes, you know, she just backs up. She says, whoa, whoa. I said, what happened? She said, did you hear what that lady said? I said, no, I heard her say something. She said she's angry with the person that she's talking to, and this is what she said. She said, well, I'll tell you one thing. I just hope that you get hit by a bus. This is in Walmart, Elizabeth City, last night about 6 o'clock. I hope you get hit by a bus. Can I tell you something? Words are so powerful. Words are so powerful. You got to be careful what you say. And that thing has been deposited into the ears of that other person. I hope you get hit by a bus. You know? And there was, I mean, I could feel the anger. There was anger attached to it. You know, you remember a story one time. I was in Food Line here in Ahoskie. And this lady was just, her child was reaching out for groceries. You know how the kids do? They want to find what they want in the grocery store and throw it in your basket. And so this kid was reaching out, and her mama said, no, don't do that anymore. And she puts it back on the shelf, and she goes down the next aisle. I told you, don't do that anymore. And by the time we got to the third aisle, the kid continued to grab, you know, Captain Crunch or whatever she threw in there off the cereal aisle. She said, you know what? I wish you were dead. I thought, wow, what a horrible thing for a mom to say to her child, I wish you were dead. Now that child has to lie down on the bed and listen to the devil take that phrase and minister to that kid. Hey, what do you think your mama thinks about you? I wish you were dead. See? But you see, this week our kids had a chance to sit in here for a week and hear all the wonderful things. And one thing that they heard on that second night, Tuesday night, is listen, God hears you, man. God hears you. God hears you. So talk to God. Call out to me, Jeremiah said. And you know what God will do? He will hear you. He'll answer you. And then we come back in the New Testament, 1 John chapter 5. The gospel writer, John himself, wrote the epistles as well. He says, we have this confidence that when we pray, what happens? God hears us. Come on, give the Lord a praise today. When you pray, God hears you. You may not think God's listening to you. You may say, hey, you know, he's not hearing me because I got this issue in my life. When you pray, God hears you. Amen? I'm glad that he does. Because sometimes we cry out for help. We cry out for guidance. We cry out for strength. The kids learned this week that guess what, man? God not only hears you when you go into troublesome times. Thirdly, Wednesday night, God comforts you. Amen? He comforts you. If there's ever been a week that we needed comfort from God, it's this week. Why? We just had another shooting. What is it, Thursday night or Friday night? Somebody was killed here in this area, over in the Winton area, Ahoskie Cofield Road. Somebody was killed. Another gunfire, another bloodshed. We had a terrible accident where right now, even one of our own, Barron, is in the hospital. Fletcher's in the hospital. Fletcher Pierce, Barron Chambly, in the hospital, fighting for their lives. Things are happening all over the place. And guess what? We need the comfort of the Holy Spirit. We need God to comfort us by his Spirit. Those families, one of them had to lay to rest a young man yesterday in the Dunn family. Finn was his name. Those families need comfort. They need strength that comes from above. And we have this promise, 2 Corinthians chapter 3, verses chapter 1, verses 3 and 4. Praise be to the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Father of all compassion and the God of all comfort. Thank the Lord who comforts us in all of our troubles. Come on, give the Lord praise. He comforts you in all of your troubles so that we can comfort those in any trouble with the comfort ourselves we have received from God. God comforts you so you know how to comfort other people when they need that. Continue to pray for these families, man. If there's ever been a week where we need to know that God's comfort is available, it's this week. Are you weary today? Are you in pain today? Are you sad today? Are you lost? Are you hurting? Are you depressed? Are you broken? God is the God of all comfort. Most importantly, fourthly, Thursday night, God forgives you. He forgives you. We all need forgiveness because Paul said in Romans 3:23, he said, for all have sinned and all of us fall short of the glory of God. All of us need forgiveness. All of us are from the offspring of Adam. This is what's such a wonderful thing. I sit here on the front row, and I look out at this platform filled with children. And I'm thankful for you as a congregation, because you know what you did a long time ago? You embraced God's plan for this region. This is a multicultural church. This is a diverse congregation. It's not a black church, not a white church. It's a church, amen? It's a church of the Lord Jesus Christ. And so what you saw before you today is an example of what the future church is going to look like. I thought about it as I was looking at these kids. They're already destroying the demon of racism. They're already destroying that demon of division. They're already defeating that at a young and tender age. And so they'll grow up knowing that a human being is a human being. There's only one race, and that's the human race. Amen? Praise the Lord. Christ died. Christ took our place. Listen. Every one of us need forgiveness. Paul tells us in Romans chapter 5, look at verses 12 and verse 15. Therefore, powerful verses here. Therefore, just as sin entered the world, come on, through one man, his name was Adam, and death through sin, and in this way death came to all people because all sin. Drop down to verse 15. But the gift is not like the trespass. For if the many died by the trespass of one man, how much more did God's grace and the gift that came by the grace of one man, Jesus Christ, overflow to the many? Listen, God has sent his son so that all of mankind can be saved by his act on the cross, his death, his burial, his resurrection. He died. He took our place. And we received that sacrifice for us by asking him to forgive us. By opening our hearts, we receive him. Why? Because God chooses you. Friday night, come on. Number 5, God chooses you. God chooses every one of you. John 15, 16, you did not choose me, Jesus said, but I chose you. Amen? Aren't you glad you're chosen by God so that you might go and bear fruit? God's call upon your life is that you come to right relationship with him because of that forgiveness. You get up out of that repentance and acceptance of the Lord Jesus, and you go out and you share what God has done for you. Amen? You're chosen by God. His hand is on your life. He knows you. He hears you. He comforts you. He forgives you, and he chooses you. And he's chosen this day that you're sitting in Carpenter Shop International Church on Sunday morning, July the 18th, 2021. Will you allow him to come into your heart today? Worship team, join me here if you would. As they make their way, bow your heads with me, please. Father, in Jesus' powerful name, we come before you today, God. Just want to thank you, Lord, that you have declared not only to these kids this week, but to us as adults today. You've declared that you know us. God, you know every one of us. You've declared to us, Lord, that you hear us. You're hearing the cries of your people right now, God. You've declared that you comfort us in our hardships, in our difficulties, in our rough places. You comfort us. And Lord, you forgive us. You forgive us of our sin. And you wash us clean by the shed blood of Jesus on the cross. There's nothing we can do good enough to gain relationship with you. It's a free gift, not of works, lest any man should boast. And Lord, you choose us. And you chose that we be here today. And we ask you, God, just to move among your people right now in Jesus' strong name. As all heads are bowed, all eyes are closed, listen, Mom, Dad, you may have had your kid in Bible school all week, and you know there are issues in your own life that you just haven't taken care of. You need to hear today that God loves you. You need to hear today that God knows you. You need to hear today that he's chosen you. I'm going to ask you right now, boldly, come on, just boldly, if you're here today and you say, Pastor, God's read my email, man. I'm struggling. I don't know how I'm going to work it all out, but I do know this. I feel the love of God in this room this morning, and I just want to stand up and accept Christ as my Savior right where you are. Come on, stand right to your feet. Stand right where you are and receive him. Amen. Young kids, adults, whomever, stand up right where you are and receive the Lord Jesus Christ into your spirit today. Come on, do that. Receive Him. Some of you may have wandered off the track. Some of you may have said, hey, man, I slipped, I stumbled, I fell. Stand up right now and receive His grace. Receive His mercy. Father, in Jesus' powerful name, you see those who are standing. Lord, I pray that you would receive them. I pray, Father, that as they repent of their sins, Lord, that you would wash them clean. In Jesus' strong name, pray this prayer with me. Lord Jesus, come on, everybody pray this prayer with me. Lord Jesus, I come to you. I ask you to forgive me and wash me clean. Thank you for your blood that was shed for me. Lord, I ask you into my heart. I ask you, God, to be my Lord and my Savior. In Jesus' strong name, amen and amen. Come on, give the Lord praise today. Praise the Lord. God bless you. God bless you. If you made that choice, you made a powerful choice today to follow after the things of God. God loves you. He really does. Amen. Father, I pray that you would take us from this place this morning. Lord, you would keep your hands upon our lives. Cause us, God, to follow up with action on the decisions that we've made to serve you today. Father, help us to get plugged into a vibrant, living, powerful thing called the church that can help us better prepare ourselves to meet the challenges of this wicked day in which we live. We'll be careful to thank you, Lord, and praise you for it. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. God bless you. Please be careful. There are a lot of kids here today. Be careful when you leave the parking lot. All of our VBS kids and their families are invited for a free lunch. All you have to do is go back to the back. And let me remind you of a couple of things, too. Friday night, 6:30. Is it 6:30 at Beachwood? The 30th of July. We've had a hard time getting this date in our head. It's Beachwood Country Club, the 30th of July on a Friday evening. You can get tickets right here in the foyer today. They're available with the right date on them. Amen. And then let's back up to next Sunday, the 25th, this coming Sunday. All of our seniors, 55 and above, like me, amen. You get your free discounts at McDonald's. You're invited to join us for an absolutely free lunch this coming Sunday. Adults, 55 and above, this coming Sunday, the 25th. Once again, senior luncheon, 25th, Women's Ministries pool party at Beachwood on the 30th. Get your tickets today. They're only $10 each. We need the numbers correctly. Amen. God bless you guys. Have a great day. We love you. God bless you.